Bill Cosby was in a Norristown courtroom again today as his attorneys and prosecutors hashed out disagreements over what evidence will be allowed during his second criminal trial that gets underway April 2nd. WHYY's Bobby Allen was in the courtroom to hear the debates and joins us now in discussion. Bobby, first off, we've been hearing about the potential for 19 other women to take the stand against Cosby during this upcoming retrial. Did the judge decide in that regard?
No decision, but yesterday, prosecutors made the case for why 19 additional accusers should take the stand. Remember, during Cosby's last trial last year, 13 women were asked to come and testify, but the judge allowed just one. This time around, prosecutors are hoping for 19 other Cosby accusers to take the stand against him. And, you know, that's out of more than 60 who have publicly accused him of sexual misconduct. Now, today we heard from the defense, and the defense's side is if you bring in 19 other women to testify against Cosby, they're going to have their mind made up before they even hear all the evidence, especially in this Me Too era. And that's coming from seven defense attorneys who Cosby hired. You know, they've been doing a lot of research. They're a seasoned bunch. And their basic rebuttal to the 19 possible additional witnesses is don't bring this in. It's going to make the process unfair to Cosby.
Of course, the defense started trying to scuttle the prospect of a retrial in general. Now they're being asked to prepare for the potential of having to have these 19 additional witnesses.
If the 19 additional accusers come and the defense says that's basically going to be like 19 mini trials, it's going to be a huge distraction. And remember, the criminal trial is over one alleged incident. There's three crimes tied to one incident from 2004. If you're hearing from that accuser, Andrea Constant, who's at the center of this criminal case, and 19 other witnesses, the defense says they're all going to get conflated together. There's going to be a lot of distraction, and they won't be able to focus on the ball, which is, did or did not Bill Cosby sexually assault Andrea Constant?
Bobby, what is the legal bar for prosecutors whereby these additional 19 can testify?
So generally in criminal trials, what's known as prior bad act witnesses aren't allowed in, right? So Dave, if you're on trial for stealing your boss's pencil and the prosecution says, we want to bring in three witnesses who will say Dave stole pencils from me in the past, generally you can't bring that in because under the theory, well, if we hear from three people whose pencils you have stolen, the jury's going to automatically say happened once, happened twice, happened three times, probably happened again. That's called character testimony. You can't bring in prior bad act testimony if it's about character testimony. Now, there's a lot of exceptions, and today's court hearing was all about the legalese getting into the various ways in which you can bring in past accusers of Cosby in a way that's legally permissible. Like if it can be proven that a defendant acted in a very signature way. For instance, a robber always wearing a red scarf. Or if the prior behavior happens time and time and time again, that there's no probable way it was an accident.
Now, I understand there was back and forth between both the prosecution and defense teams over the appropriateness of bringing up details around the civil lawsuit that was settled with Constant.
Right. So during the first trial, key parts of the testimony, including the now famous line that Cosby obtained quaaludes with the intent of giving them to women he wanted to seduce. Yeah, that line came from a civil deposition that was part of a civil lawsuit Andrea Constant filed in 2005. Now, the jury then heard those portions, but they had no idea it came from a civil lawsuit. Right before today's hearing ended, there was a back and forth where both sides agreed that the jury this time will find out that there was a civil lawsuit filed, that they will hear key portions of the deposition, and they might even know how much money Andrea Constant got from that settlement. It's so far been a closely kept secret. Nobody really knows how much money she got out of this civil lawsuit. And I think the defense will really underscore the financial reward as a way of saying that Andrea Constant was this money-grubbing person who was always after Cosby to get rich.
During yesterday's pretrial proceedings, your colleague Laura Benchoff assessed Cosby's demeanor as stoic. Any change today?
Yeah, I mean, I think today he was similarly sort of impassive, showing very little signs of feeling or emotion. There was one break in that impassiveness, which is when the judge, after 2 hours of court, said, are people squirming out there? Do we need a break? And we all said, oh, just continue till lunch, just continue. And he said, Mr. Cosby, how are you feeling? And he blurted out, I've been squirming. to which the whole room sort of erupted in laughter. So that was kind of a little glimpse into the, you know, the sort of comic legend that we all know as Bill Cosby. But besides that, he was pretty stoic.
Thanks, Bobby.
Thanks, Dave.
WHYY's Bobby Allen, who will be on hand during the entire trial next month.